Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Velarde wrote for the Christian, devotional Bible study is not an option. And I will say amen to that. I told you about Dr. Elijah Thompson, who is now home with the Lord. He would go down the hotel hallways, meeting with the preachers and meeting late with the preachers at Denny's, because that's where we always ate at during our conferences, saying, no Bible, no breakfast. No Bible, no breakfast. And so I want to repeat that statement in your hearing by Robert Velarde, where he says, for the Christian, devotional Bible study and praying is not an option. That's not an option. We must do that. We're compelled to do that. There's something wrong somewhere if you don't have a desire, a moving towards praying to God at the start of the day. In a very real sense, he goes on to say, every kind of Bible study we are involved in must, on some level, be devotional. He means it ought to mean something to you personally. It is God not only talking to everybody, but God talking to you. And then he goes on to say, the ultimate goal is to know God better through his word and through prayer. Can somebody say amen? Holy Father God, every time we read your holy word, every time we hear your holy word read or preached, every time, Lord, we have a prayer meeting, Lord, have it all to be devotional, have it all to be personal to our lives. And help us to implement, help us to apply what your holy word says to us. For we realize if it doesn't, it's all meaningless. Help us not to be just hearers of your holy word. And prayers regarding your holy word, and not doers of your holy word. Because that is meaningless. If we don't apply what we hear from your holy word, if we don't obey you through your holy word, then we do not love you. For you have made it very clear to us that if you love me, you would keep my commandments. You would apply what I say to your life. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? It is nothing but phoniness and hypocrisy if we hear your holy word and walk away from it and don't do it. So, Lord, help us to cling to your holy word, not our feelings, not our emotions, not what we think, not what others think. Help us to obey your holy word. And then and only then we understand that we will have peace that passeth all understanding, joy unspeakable, holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart, and live the good life, yea, the blessed life, even in this sin-cursed world. For without you we can do nothing, and we are nothing. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the Word of God, our devotional Bible passage for today is Psalm 68. Verses 29 through 35. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God, saying unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doeth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed, or in the words of others, blessed be God. Can somebody say amen to the word of God? Join us now in praying for government leaders, church leaders, media leaders, all of the estates, based upon the word of God, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. This is why we do this. We're commanded as Christians, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, whether you're black, white, red, or yellow, Native American, whatever you are, as a child of God, as Christians, God commands us to pray for whoever's in charge. Even in your mind, if it's Caesar, and a leader who might be persecuting the church, whoever he is or she is, God wants us to pray for them as Christians, because God holds the king's hand, if you will, or the president's hand in the palm of his hands, the president's heart in the palm of his hands. And he can turn it however he wants to at any given time. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, that includes presidents, prime ministers, governors, and for all that are in authority, police officers, sheriffs, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. One of the reasons why Gladys Knight has been so successful, of course, God is in her life, she says, no doubt. But she was raised a certain way. She was raised in an area, in a period, in an era of great darkness in this country, coming up out of slavery, family, and then Jim Crow. But her parents taught them how to navigate that. And one of the things her parents taught her was, no matter what the situation is, no matter what is going on, you love everybody, even if they're mean. That's what her parents told her. And she has sailed through life successfully, loving everybody, even if people are mean to her. She never let it bother her. And so, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you're going through today, your job, particularly as Christians, is to love everybody, to pray for everybody, even if you think they're being mean to you. So join us in praying for the estates. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for President Donald Trump and his administration. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, provision, blessings upon him. him, his family, his administration, all of his staff, each member of the White House staff. We pray for the leaders of federal agencies. We pray for all members of Congress, all governors, all mayors, all police chiefs and sheriffs, all military leaders, the leaders of all nations around the world that he has to deal with. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection and provision, blessings for all of these people. Open the eyes of the blind, save those who are lost. Because once people trust Christ, they can see clearly, or at least more clearly, what they need to do in leading a great country like America and whatever country they are in. We pray for their salvation. We also pray that you'll give our president wisdom, knowledge and understanding and insight for sadly, sometimes leaders don't have the wisdom they need. And we pray that you'd give him wisdom, as we prayed for the last president and the president before him. And Holy Father God, we pray for all church leadership, save those who are religious but lost, who don't even know you. We pray that you'd revive those of us who are saved in the church. We pray for current events around the world. We pray for the salvation, protection, provision, as well as the comfort for those in the Caribbean who have been affected by Hurricane Maria, as well as Harvey, as well as Irma. And we pray for the media. We pray that you would lead, guide, and direct them to report the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and to stop being political, and to stop making it about themselves, and to stop reporting false news. We pray for all of the people on the prayer list. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, life blessings, and protection blessings upon them. And that list, as you know, goes into the hundreds. So, Lord, we're praying only for a few this morning. We pray for Katerina. Please lead her in her relationship with Dejan and strengthen their love, lead and protect their future and communication. Give them wisdom in their behavior toward each other. Make them a strong Christian couple and help them to get married soon, according to your will. We pray for Bruno. Please be with all Christians who are being persecuted, for peace to prevail in the world. Increase and renew his faith every day. And Holy Father God, we pray for Sandley. Please be with her and save her and her loved ones. Protect them from harm and hurt and danger. We pray for those who have been saved for a while. Help these to grow in the faith. We pray for Bobby, Ogomadisi, and Shinwi. And Lord, we pray for those who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of your holy word. We pray for Charlene. We pray for Judith. We pray for Morin. And we pray that all of these will stand strong in the faith. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading for today is titled The Sacred Necessity of Prayer, Part 2, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Dr. Spurgeon goes on to say, from Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer. What a beautiful piece we read from his devotional yesterday. And I'm sure that this is going to be equally as powerful. He goes on to say, we may be certain that whatever God has made prominent in His Word, He intended to be conspicuous in our lives. In other words, it ought to show up in our lives. If He has said much about prayer, it is because He knows we have much need of prayer. So deep are our necessities that until we are in heaven, we must not cease to pray. Doest thou want nothing? Then I fear thou doest not know thy poverty. Hast thou no mercy to ask of God? Then may the Lord's mercy show thee thy misery. A prayerless soul is a Christless soul. Allow me to repeat that. A prayerless soul is a Christless soul. You don't even know Jesus if you don't have something deep down that moves you to pray. Prayer is the lisping of the believing infant, the shout of the fighting believer, the requiem of the dying saint, falling asleep in Jesus. It is the breath, the watchword, the comfort, the strength, the honor of a Christian. If thou be a child of God, thou wilt seek thy Father's face and live in thy Father's love. Pray that thou mayest be holy, humble, zealous, and patient. Have closer communication with Christ and enter often into the banquet house of His love. Pray that thou mayest be an example and a blessing unto others, and that thou mayest live more to the glory of thy Master. Our motto must be, continue in prayer. Somebody, somewhere, ought to say amen. Not only is that true, not only is that powerful, that is extraordinarily eloquent. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise You and we thank You for this peace that You gave Your servant Charles Haddon Spurgeon to not only give to the present audience back in his day, but the audience that is living today. Thank You for giving us the guidance to have to include his devotionals in this devotional that we do here for the whole world to see and participate in, and then separate from us and start having their own family devotions. And but this is extraordinarily powerful and one of the best ones, if you will, that we have read from him. And this should be pulled out of this book that it comes from and placed on the wall of every Christian home, and help us to continue in prayer indeed throughout this day and throughout our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for His sake. Amen and amen. Beloved, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of your sins, in other words, if you're not born again, if you're not a child of God, if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, the question is, why not? And the answer is, you should, immediately. It is for your own good, for now and for the future. Jesus Christ has a word for you. He says in John 3:16 from His own lips, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. His name is Jesus, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish," that is hell, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life, that is in heaven with God." Yes, that is the bad news and the good news. The bad news is that you are a sinner, and you know you are. I don't care how pretty you are, how handsome you think you are, how much money you have, or how much education you have. I don't care what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in. I don't care if you are wearing a Facebook watch or a Timex. It makes no difference. You are a sinner on your way to hell. And you need to repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you on this beautiful Sunday morning. He will save you in the midst of debris and tragedy in Puerto Rico. He will save you in South Texas. He will save you in Florida. He will save you in Mexico. He will save you in Iran. He will save you in the Philippines. He will save you in China. He will save you in North Korea. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. That's why Jesus Christ came. He died. He suffered. He didn't suffer and shed his blood and die for nothing. He died to save your soul from hell. That's a big deal. He rose again as well, and now he's sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. And all you have to do is believe in him to be saved. Jesus Christ paid it all. All to him we owe. And his precious blood still is powerful enough to save you, and it shall never lose its power. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ right now, the best way you know how. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And pray with me a simple, short prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. And pray and ask God to save your soul from hell because of the Holy Savior, Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I have broken your commandments, and I have done evil in your sight. I have lied. I have stolen. I have lusted after people that I'm not married to. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as my Savior, understanding that he shed his blood on the cross, he suffered, he bled, and he died for my sins to save my soul from hell. And he rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life forever. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer, and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God in the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven by the grace of God. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is indeed the most important thing in life. It is more important than your graduating from college or high school, going into the military, getting married, or whatever. It is indeed the most important thing in your life. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Now go and worship the Lord at a good Bible-believing church somewhere.